away. Hey, that's wrong.
Well, you're not going to be
very long fire if
you don't like this.
What a
way. Inside, please. Come on, inside. No, come on, inside,
please. No, it's not this
door. What's this?
No, any more smoke. My tummy feels sunny now.
Your what feels sunny?
Tummy.
Why?
Something else. There. Got some smoke in my tummy.
Have you? Well, it's not. Oh, gosh, it does smell. Listen, Tom, if you're going to be a fireman, you're going to have to get used to smelling smoke, can't you? Yes?
No,
I don't feel sorry for Mrs. Battersby with her washing, because it's her barbecue and she could take the clothes in. But we're having a barbecue, we want to look at poor friend Rachel next door. Rachel left all the washing out. And so she's got the smoke from Mrs. Battersby and she's got the smoke from us. No idea, dear. We're the fly now, that's because we have the door open. Right, so you're still at the spa shop, so we're deciding on what sort of sweets, these melting sweets, could be melting morsels, anything. Do you know what a morsel is? Tiny, tiny thing. Something very small, you know, like a small mouthful of spoon of food. Because they'll be the ice cream, man. Can you sell cat food in your shop, please?
No.
Because I thought you were sort of a convenience to me. I want some food for my pussycat, please.
Here you go.
Smarty, you see, they would melt, wouldn't they, on a hot day?
Smarty cat food.
Smarty cat food. What do Smarties would be like on a barbecue, Tom?
If you melt them.
People go, Can you imagine the colour? Red and yellow and pink and blue. Orange and purple and green.
I think I've said the colours wrong there. Can you imagine all those you could have a plate
full of melted chocolate with colour in the middle?
If you ate one, you'll go like this.
Dead. And there's lots of barbecue smoke walking past the not walking past, floating past the window.
Mum.
Silly mum.
Walking past.
Do you think it would need a walking stick to walk past? Do you think it would need a walking stick?
Do you think it was
elderly? Elderly smoke. I think it's fairly new smoke, very fresh, don't you?
Where's that blooming
dad? Where's that blooming
dad? What would you like?
So far, I wanted a nice lolly, and I've ended up with some Martin morsel sweets. Then I wanted some cat food, and I've ended up with a box of Smarties from the corner of the
room. Can you Smarties are...
cat food?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Do you think Birdie would like?
They like cat food.
Pardon?
They like cat food.
Made of cat food. And have you got any bread? Because we always want bread for sandwiches.
Bread sandwiches.
No, I'm not talking about bread sandwiches. I'd like some bread sandwiches. Bread sandwiches, please.
No.
No bread?
I've got some tea.
Some tea?
No, all right, for tea, thank you. I'd like some bread to make some sandwiches.
Sorry.
Right.
I've only got carrots, mushrooms, peas, cheese, pizza and buns.
What sort of buns? Bread buns?
Come in.
Bread buns? Can I have some bread buns, please? I can make sandwiches with bread buns.
Here they are.
Oh, oh, lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you. Did you say that you had some pizza?
Pizza. Let's have a look on my other list. Right, you have a key now on there. I'll have a look here. Yeah, they did say I got pizza.
I can see pizza. It says low prices. It shows the pizza. It actually says pizza.
Let me look around here.
Yes. Is this a sort of shop where I walk around and look at the shop?
Look what happens.
Oh, yes.
would you like now? Which tin would you like now?
The tin of spaghetti hoops, please.
Mamma Mia, we've got the lid.
Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mina.
Mamma Mina.
Would you like the bees too?
Oh yes, please.
Mum.
And you know that box of tea you tried to sell me?
Yeah.
It's actually coffee. Have a look at the words on the packet.
Coffee.
What's it say?
Coffee.
Coffee. If it was tea, what letter would it be in with?
Tea.
Tea.
I'm a...
Tea for trouble.
Tea
for trouble with Thomas and trains and Tittlehouse and tea and tigers.
Yeah, the tiger.
Tiger. You don't look like a tiger because tigers are striping. You've got checks on your shirt.
It's very boring.
Very boring, very strange. Quite different, isn't it?
Bye-bye.
We'll meet soon. Oh, that's it, you've sold up.
No. Look at my window. The roof of the highest shelf. Not sold.
Oops, it's amazing.
No!
Yeah, that's shock, aren't you?
Big love, please. Oh!
Do you remember Demetra buying you that?
Yep. Oh.
I don't think it was from just Demetra, I think it was from everybody. But Demetra knew that you liked playing with shops. Oh. You've been very, very rackety and rowdy in your shop. Is it time for delivery to come?
No.
Why do you want to move?
Put this up.
Do you have to do that every morning? Oh, it's night time, it says closed. Do you have to do that every day? When you can you not just have, you know, like you see in shops where they have a sign on the back of the door and you just turn it round and it says open or closed? You have to have one on the roof, do you? So what do you have to do every morning?
Bye!
What do you do? Come along with your boss? Climb the roof and put your shop sign up.
Look!
It's good little bark, isn't it? Is that the bus that Brian bought you? You tired?
Yep. So early, isn't it? Just then you woke up so early. Yeah. And then, because I said it. 5 to 9.
Yeah.
And it was still closed.
Is it?
Yeah. And it was 5 to 9. And then you was. And then you saw. I got it.
Where are you going?
Just pretend this was smashing buildings.
Oh, right. Where are you going to go?
Pardon?
Right.
No, no, no. You say, oh, gosh.
Oh, is that shut?
Shut again.
Let me look at that.
Oh, wait, just one moment, Tommy. Right, so what's we doing now?
You say, oh gosh, and then you feel this machine soaring all the shop down.
Goodness me, look at the spar shop, it's being knocked down by it. Well, it looks like a combine harvester. Surely not. Hello, hello. Hello, what are you doing with the combine harvester by the tractor?
I'm a combine harvester.
And what are you?
I'm chopping down spar shop.
Why? You should chop it down. No, I got that. Chopping down the spa shop.
Because it's gonna. So it smashed all the shop down, so I'm smashing it with it.
Somebody smashed the shop down, so you're smashing it down as well. Can you smash the shop down? Because that's not a very nice thing to do, is it?
It was me!
Well, why are you smashing the shop down? Why are you smashing the shop down, Thomas?
Because it's going to be a new spa shop.
A new spa shop? Oh, I see, you're demolishing it, aren't you? But you're doing it properly. It's not because you're in a bad mood or anything. You're knocking it down so you can build a new one, are you? And what's the new one going to be like?
So big.
Very big? And what sort of things will it hold? What will it stock?
You wait and see.
Will I still be able to buy things like ice lollies and melting sweets and things like that?
Only melting sweets.
Right, melting sweets. So you mean that they're knocking down a really reasonable spa shop to make an absolutely enormous shop that will only sell sweets? That's your sort of shop, isn't it? That is your sort of shop.
Yeah. Come on, it's repolished.
Repolished? It's repolished?
Yeah.
Or do you mean refurbished?
It's repolished.
Repolished. Wonderful. So can I come and start shopping now?
A minute when I've got my blades to cut the ground up.
Oh dear, you're not going to be able to get to the shop if the ground's all been cut at home.
Only this bit.
How would I be able to get to the ground if the shop's all chopped up? I mean, how would I be able to get to the shop if the ground's all chopped up?
Get this!
From the bus? Oh. I think the bus has gone on the motorway, don't you?
Yeah. Well, get this!
Oh, that's like a holiday bus. Hello! Hello! Can I have a return, please, to the very new spa shop?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay any money?
No, bye!
Oh, is this a free service?
Yep.
Right. Oh, it says closed. I'll ring and see if anybody comes. Oh, where's the shopkeeper?
Hi.
Hello, like your new shop. Thanks. Had a few problems getting here, though, because the ground's all been broken up. And
I know.
I thought I was going to hurt my ankle falling over bits of rubble and broken bits of famous stuff and things.
And I forgot, be careful, get the bus round and round because the machine forgot to cover it all back again.
Did it?
How cool it? It's going to be a quieter one, like the cutter.
Wasn't it? Well, I mean, in fairness, I did actually see that there were some cones here. some small traffic cones, aren't there? So, were they warning me?
Mm. Were they warning me that there's road?
I'll put them in.
Hear some jazzy music.
No, I can just hear boom boom boom. I can't see if you can tell
what it is.
Can
you?
I can hear. Come on, baby,
bear.
Don't let it be so quiet.
Come on, baby, let it be so quiet. Yep. I don't think that's the song I know, Thomas. Who sings that?
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams, does he?
You
like a song? No, I can't tell what it is.
Push the Geneva and Jova.
Range Rover.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering where Daddy's doing our barbecue, actually, Thomas. I know where they're doing the barbecue.
I can tell that's right.
Be careful, you know, you're at double. Right, come back inside.
I want
to be
light for my shop.
Daddy, don't go to the garage to get some funnel lighters.
Whose garage?
Well, a garage, you know, a garage where they sell petrol, but often they have things like that. Because the thing is, Thomas, we've not
Excuse me, you've got some letters supposed to have
you? Oh, I certainly have, yes. Oh, let's see, is the spa shop, is there a post box there as well? It's a post office as well, is it?
Yep.
No, I was just saying, we've not used the barbecue for quite a long time. And when we said we fancied a barbecue, I actually thought Daddy might nip to the garage and get one of those. Have you seen those disposable ones? The sort of a big foil tray and they've got the coals ready in.
Yeah.
And then you just throw it away when you finished it, but I think it was, I don't know whether it was Father's Day, sometime a while ago, we bought a barbecue, didn't we? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was folded up in the shed, that nice blue one, and that's what Daddy's using now. So, I have some nice sausages.
What would you like now?
Well,
it's not we've only got when I had a delivery, we've only got milk and juice.
Have you?
Oh, that's awfully. Might describe it.
So you built this absolutely wonderful new complex and dug all the road up, and you only stock milk and juice.
I think I've just found something in packets on the floor.
Oh, what's that? Oh, cornflakes and coffee. Ah, well, you see, that's very handy, because if you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, fancy a lot of cornflakes and a cup of coffee. No problem, you'd be able to help out, wouldn't you?
Problem.
No problem with that.
Thomas, don't you want to come to my bed?
So, I'll just come along and I'll post things.
I've not had any posts tonight.
Am I at the right side of posting letters?
Yeah. Have you seen it got signs?
First class or second class? Yes. Oh, yes, one there, one to America, one to Australia. Oh, actually, I should have gone to the post office and had these weighed in special stamps put on them. Oh, that's a Ipswich town, so we'll send that to Ipswich town.
Well,
and this one's a Gossip. That one's a Gossip, and that one says from York to Manchester, so we'll put that there. And this one's from Manchester to Gossip, so that one can go to Manchester. But there's another, little fly inside.
There's your stamp.
Oh, thank you very much. That's for the special one, is it? Let's look out now. Right, I'll stick that one and that one to America. Right, off it goes. Thank you. Now, while I'm here, do you know, I'm so thirsty. I think when I go home, I might put my feet in and have a nice cup of coffee. Do you sell coffee?
Of course I do.
Oh, how nice. And do you sell milk as well?
Milk, yes. I bet in a minute we'll say, have you got cornflakes?
Well, I don't want cornflakes for breakfast, but my little boy Thomas likes mixing. I like chocolate and cornflakes. And to make crispy cakes. Ooh, we could do that, couldn't we?
I like one of them.
I like that one, yes. But you don't sell chocolate to melt there, do you?
Pardon?
But you don't sell chocolate to melt.
Well, you're in for a surprise. I think we do.
You're looking for that smarty box now, aren't you?
Hmm.
And I don't know if we've done with it.
Use this.
Oh wow, look at the size of that one, the chocolate. That's really nice. Actually, if I was buying chocolate to melt, to get to Rice Krispies, and I'd buy a bar of chocolate with it rather than a big box, wouldn't you?
There's 20 grams of chocolate in it.
20 grams of chocolate? Wow. 20 grams of chocolate. Well, I'm sure that would do very nicely. Now, is there anything else that you think I'd like while I'm here? Some orange juice. I guess I could have some orange juice, couldn't I? Mind you, I could do, because then, after I've sat and, after I've made melted some chocolate and put cornflakes in to make crispy cakes,
yes.
I could put the kettle on to have a nice cup of coffee, and I could put a clothes sign on the door, so nobody would disturb me while I had a nice cup of coffee. What do you think to that?
There you go.
Oh, I've just found all these things. Need some.
Splash bottles.
The other thing from the splash shop.
Oh, I'll leave them there.
Well, we could come in a delivery cup then.
Yeah.
Right, what should we use as a delivery truck?
Delivery truck. I got, I know where. This.
Okay. Is it?
And there's another door here so I can get delivery.
I'm just a little bit worried about how loud that music is. But the trouble is...
Yeah? Must be very loud on the top volume.
The trouble is I need to do a tape, and we can't wait them to turn the music off because it doesn't look like they're going to. Wouldn't it be so bad if we could actually tell what it is? Yeah, boom, 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 boom. So,
turning the music down. We can't hear much, can we?
No. Okay, it's all right. It's just I've just listened to the with the headphones on, and it doesn't sound
like that. Come on, delivery man.
Am I the delivery man?
Look, I got a surname. Delivery lady.
Oh. Right, here's the delivery van. Oh, I found another bus as well. Are you still doing that little sideline while you're driving buses?
Yeah, I am.
You are? Right.
I'm turning the music up!
I know, that's what I mean. It's a little awkward, isn't it? But, I mean, really?
Must have a very, very big clock.
Well, a clock? Why a clock?
To tell them how much metres it's going.
Oh, right. Well, you see, normally...
Yeah.
They don't have music on loud. I think this little party they're having is just, you know, it's not something that happens very often, is it? And normally this time of afternoon or day, it's about 5 o'clock.
It could be in bed.
No, they could. No, this is not me, Thomas. It's really, it's not normally a nuisance, or it wouldn't be a nuisance, would it? It's just that at the moment, you want to think a little quiet, don't you? However, I have to put up with
it. I wonder where this delivery truck's gone.
Well, I bet he's gone for a quick bite to eat at that party over the way.
And he's having lots of sausages.
Do you think so? Do you think we'll have lots of sausages later on?
Hurry up, or I'm going to close the shop.
Boop, 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 boop.
Good. Come through with this. you. Get all the stuff.
Excuse me. Get, not get. Get all the things.
Oi! Oi!
Hello, here's your delivery.
No, I'll drive it everywhere. I'll park it there for a minute.
You've got a postman as well.
Your letters have been collected.
Have they?
And look in here.
Oh, very good. At least all my letters are on the way.
Excuse me, can you put them in there?
Okay, yes. Right.
Ow!
Have you got your order sheet anywhere? Because you see, what happens is you have to look round the shop, Thomas.
Yeah.
And you have to say, right, well, one or two customers have been asking for tea, and I don't stock tea, so next time I must order tea, or else, oh, we sell loads of cornflakes, I need to order more. What you do is you have, like, a shopping list, but I would imagine if you're running a shop, it's a huge thing to do is stock tea. And then you've either...
I will use my white swimming hat.
What's using white swimming hat for? No, put it down, Tom, please.
Right, I've got everything I need.
Right, so that's your list. Okay. So Daddy's coming back now. So you either have to fax an order to the delivery, the supply place, or you'll have to phone up. And then you see they come, but when they're unloading it, you need to check off what they're sending you, because they might send you something you haven't ordered, or they might not send you enough or something, and charge you. You need to check it off.
I'm looking through my camera.
You're looking through your camera?
I've got everything I need.
Have you? Because it's no good you ordering 50 boxes of peas and I'm charging you for 50 boxes of peas. It's the only 75, is it? Right, oops, it's hard work. Call me if you need to
do it.
Oh, well, you've waited till I've put in the last thing in the shop and then you're asking me. Hello, Dad, have you got your firelighters? Oh, yeah, sorry, bud. I can't wait. You're the co-op. Oh, look, Daddy's been to us as well. A spa shop type place behind those.
Like you didn't picture.
Yes, so you're happy with all that? I've just said, poor Mia, have you packed all these?
Uh-oh! Just pretend you're the shopkeeper and you can get in the cornflakes.
Yes, well, yeah, you should be there checking off what your mum's bringing in. Excuse me, driver. Excuse me. Are you the driver?
Yes.
Excuse me, delivery man.
Yeah,
it was
too late, I
was
coming
to the train. Right, where's my mobile phone?
I just pretend you remembered my phone was broke.
Oh, bother, his phone's broke. What am I going to do? Now, what am I going to do? Never mind, I know. I won't use that supplier anymore. I'll just somebody else who's more reliable. I think they're part of the problem. The poor delivery man unloaded all those things by himself. I think he was thirsty and a bit tired. I think maybe if we'd given him a lift, he would have not... well, if we'd helped him and given him a drink, he wouldn't have been in such a hurry to have left, would he? Do you think that was the problem?
Just pretend the post came.
Just pretend.
There's your post.
Thank you. But I thought I was a customer.
Yeah. No, you're a shopkeeper.
Oh, no, I was going to say I'm a bit confused because I started off as a customer, but suddenly I've been the one accepting the deliveries. Oh, I'm going to make the shop a wonderful place. I want people to come from all over. It'll be nice.
Then you jump like this, Mum. What if I come right?
I bet that naughty, naughty, naughty delivery man didn't deliver.
Fine.
Or somebody's stolen them.
Oh!
They're here. Guess what? I've been sitting on the box. I was sitting on the box with my clipboard, checking off all the orders. I'm sitting on the box of cornflakes. Don't mean a little box like this packet. I mean a big box of about 50 packets of cornflakes in it. Oh! Squash them, sack them in. What do you know what I have to do now? Do you know what I have to do with this? These boxes now sat on them and squash them.
No.
I have to put a reduced sign up. Reduced. box damage due to big fat bottom sitting on them. Pretty good. There we are. I'm sure people are buying them now. Oh, that's the phone. I don't think they will, but perhaps if it says big fat bottom sitting on them. What do you think?
Have you?
Oh, what gates, no.
These gates.
Well, I'm a bit confused as to what we're doing now because I was interrupted by the phone. What gates, though?
These gates.
Oh, is that a gate?
Beep, beep.
I think I was confused before I went to the phone because I wasn't sure there was a shop lady, the delivery driver or the customer. The white plastic ones that I use all the time in the kitchen, I didn't want him having. Those stainless steel ones are the ones we use for barbecue. Because if I use the white plastic ones that I have, I think they might melt.
Made of ice?
No, not made of... Oh, no, not such a, no, plastic. We talk about lots of melting things. Melting munchies, what were the... Melting morsels. Yeah, they melt because they're chocolate. And there's ice.
Come on.
What's my doing, darling?
Shopkeeper!
Right, okay. I will be a shopkeeper.
Some slippers and installers. Look in there. You look where you... There is one. And then...
Oh, goodness me. Oh, I think I'm going to sack that delivery man. You know, he didn't deliver any cornflakes, or at least I thought he hadn't, and then I found he hadn't actually sat on them. He's delivered lots of stuff into the tin. That's a funny place. I wanted it round the back in the stock room. And I could keep going from the stock room to get some things to put on the shelves. If you know what we're selling.
Well, then you say, oh no, it's the delivery man has some keys, yellow, and he took mine. Now, then I will need to get in a truck. Now I won't be able to open the post box.
Oh no, what's he doing? Running off with my key.
Let's just remember, then had the yellow key and there was the yellow truck.
He had the yellow key because he said, I just want to go and pop something in here. And I said, oh, here's my yellow key, but please make sure you return it. And he hasn't done, has he?
Just pretend. So it's my... I had a yellow key. And it was...
Who are you?
And I was the delivery man.
All right.
And then said, I can't open the post box, because... And then he looked at it and said, it's got your truck keys. Then I looked at this one and said, spa shop.
Oh, I see. I know what's happened. I've just read this bunch of keys I'm trying to open the post box with. It says scummy a delivery driver lorry. Do you know what's happened? That delivery man...
And what's on this key? Spy shops... Poster...
You know what we've
done. Post... Box... Keys... Rubbish.
You know what we've done?
No, I'll try and open the car.
Oh, well, silly man. He's gone off with the key to my post box and I've got the key to his truck. But the thing
is... Silly lady, she's got my keys and I've got her keys. What does that mean?
Well, I know what it means. It means that delivery man can't have got very far because he can't have even got in his lorry to drive away, so he must be in the car park. Hello, delivery man, hello.
Hi, shop lady.
I think we've got the wrong keys.
Swap over to
you. There you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice to see you. Guess what? I found the corn flakes I thought you hadn't delivered. I was sitting on them and all the boxes are squashed. It's that fat bottom on them. So I've got to reduce them now. Bye-bye. See you next week. When you come next week,
yeah,
let's just keep an eye on these keys. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Put some names on.
Okay.
I'll put some names on my keys. Every truck driver named Jack.
Right. Mrs. Jack.
William.
Mrs. Cornflake. Shopkeeper. Well, this is a big puzzle. The delivery man brought my key back to the postbox. I've opened the postbox and there's no letters in the postbox. What's it to do? That's a very funny business.
And then you felt a snake coming up the back.
A snake coming up the back? Why is there a snake coming up the back? I thought that was a petrol pump. For the delivery truck. It's a snake.
Then he said, oh no, he forgot to put his name on his diesel squirter.
Oh, well, I think he'll remember that. He'll know where he's left it, won't he, surely? I don't think he really needs a name on that because it obviously goes to a delivery truck. Isn't it?
Bang! 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 Bang!
Bang! Noise?
Bang! Hello! Bang!
Hello!
Bang!
It's the delivery driver.
Bang! Bang!
Are you banging?
Bang.
There's something matter with the car?
Bang!
With the truck?
Bang! I bet you would guess what I forgot.
You diesel thing.
That's why I'm going bang bangs. Oi. I don't want diesel on me. Thank you.
Come here, I don't know where they are. Off switches and diesel go shh.
Hey.
Oh, right, so
beep, beep. There.
I think it's... I think we better put some barriers around because the diesel all over the floor. If somebody slips there, they're so pretty annoyed, don't they?
Sorry.
Can you put some cones out from this box, shall I?
Can I get some cones from my new hider?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Oh, very good. Well, that should stop people from slipping. What do you think it means on the shop, the crosses and the ticks? What do you think that's for?
It's healthy or not.
It's healthy or not?
Mm.
Oh, is that what it means? So if there's a tick, it means the till's right. If there's a cross, it means the till's down. Mm. Short of money. Oh, luckily, the right money's there. Uh-oh.
Then I've got something in my briefcase that might be yours.
Oh, that's the money from the safe.
A lot of bread in my house, really, and he forgot to take it back.
It is good. I'm glad. Teach him, won't you? To break into people's hands, isn't it?
Oh, I found it and the bash mouth picture on my drive.
And what's that?
My feet. Oh no! It's my ticket for my friend for France.
For France? Why are you going to France?
For friends.
Your friend is there?
I put it in the postbox.
Right.
Then you open the postbox.
Oh, apparently I've got my key back. I'm not silly delivery man.
I am not silly!
Oh dear. You heard me. Do you know why? Because I have a microphone here. When I want to say... Could I have a jummy dummy like five? I've got this behind the counter. It's a microphone. I've forgotten it booms out into the car park. I bet Mr. Delivery Man must have heard me say something about it.
Say it again. that one. Mr. I'm glad that's silly poop. I'm glad that silly truck man's get his peas back.
I can open my post box now that silly truck man's brought my key back.
Oh, you!
Ah, oh, but you see, the thing is, I can't hear. It's not a two-way radio. I can give messages, but I can't hear. So he can complain all he likes in the car park. I won't hear him.
Excuse me.
Well, I've just looked down to the window and I think, what's a silly truck driver? He's shouting down his diesel pipe.
That is not a diesel pipe.
Well, it looks like a diesel pipe to me.
Bye bye, you silly woman.
That's not nice.
I'm
a
shopkeeper now.
I suppose I did say you were a silly delivery man. You can, yes. Right, I'll log off the night. Right, I'll check off. I'll just check the tools.
You got the tools now.
There we go, the tools are right. There she came.
Are we going to go to the outside?
I think so.
Oh, my pink.
Well, just wait until tea time, please.
Come on.
Okay. Right, can the delivery man not do any more deliveries tonight?
No.
Can I drive the coach instead?
Of course you can.
Oh. Do you think some people need it's lazy?
But then just put anyone in your
ear. So the coach didn't see all the cones and the signs warning with the diesel slip, did he?
Then look what happened.
Do you think some people... Oh dear, the till's wrong. Do you think some people that shop in your shop would like a home delivery?
Mm.
So perhaps I could. You know the bus that we drive?
I'll give you all my delivery.
Yeah, perhaps.
There you go. Get to all of them.
I don't think we'll fit in a coach, it's not a delivery truck. I've got passengers as well.
Well, I've got a delivery truck in the back.
And there's a pussycat called Birdie as well who wants to lift home. Yes, Purdy. Certainly, Purdy. She said she wants to sit in the front and she's fed up with sitting on Roxas Marty's because he's melting. Let's get the tin spaghetti away from her.
I've worn this on the boot. Where's that?
Spaghetti Yeti. Oh yeah, that's that book, Thomas. Don't put your finger in the jelly nelly. Have we got that here?
Spaghetti Yeti at school.
At school. Don't put your finger in the jelly nelly.
It's in the boob. Meow. Meow.
Something else?
No.
What's not going on now?
Music.
They've turned it off. I think they've had their tea and gone in as well. It was nice that tea, wasn't it?
I like the music.
Trouble is, it's really quite nice outside now. It was warm and it was nice to have our tea out, but it's not fantastic, is it? So, what are we doing now, little mousey?
We're shopkeeper.
Shopkeeper. I'm the shopkeeper, am I?
Yep.
Right. Well, am I expecting a delivery or a customer?
Delivery.
Your delivery's in the postbox.
Hello?
Your delivery's in the postbox. There's a very new one. It's strawberries that I've got orange.
I beg your pardon?
The strawberries that are orange.
Your strawberries that are orange. My goodness, that looks so good.
Have a look in the postbox.
Oh, I wonder if that delivery man hasn't come off with my LOK. Not again. Oh, good. Oh, yes, I thought it was here because I actually wrote on the key. This key belongs to Mrs. Cornflake from the corner shop. And look at the shop shelves. There's nothing on it. Hope he's brought me some nice things. Oh, goodness me. Strawberries. One. Orange strawberry. A red strawberry.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, that's a roadside. That's what we had on the ground when the dinghy spilled. Whoops. Are you alright? Oh, I think that's not very well, actually, Michelle. Excuse me, what sort of a shop is this? You're putting delivery traffic cones now, you've delivered them. What sort of a shop is it?
Workshop.
Well, it's a very funny workshop that's on roadside cones and strawberries and orange coloured strawberries.
Well, that's a snack.
For whose snack?
For your snack.
Oh, I see. So I'm not selling strawberries in the shop, am I?
No.
I'm just eating them for the snack. Mmm, yum, yum.
Just pretend another customer came in.
Okay. Well, I know when they do because they'll ring the bell, won't they? Yes, how many would you like?
Just one.
What do you want?
Thank you.
Could I have 10 pence, please, for that?
The purse. Have you got 10 pence in?
Oh. Oh, it sounds like there might be something in the purse.
I hope there's 10p in my purse.
Yes.
Good. Just found a 10.
Maybe. Is that really a 10? Let's have a look.
What about that one, I mean?
Oh, no, that's a pound coin, that one. When they're smallish and fairly thick, that's a pound coin, Thomas. A 10 is a sort of silver one, much flatter and a little bit bigger. Round.
Hello.
A little knock.
Open the key.
Well, what a funny thing. That's the 10 pence. What's it say on it? Good boy. Well done. That's very, very clever, Thomas. Thank you so much. Enjoy your strawberry, won't you? Could I just give you one of these? This is a new line we're doing. They're orange strawberry.
Mm.
And I just thought you might like to try one, if you like it, I might sell some more.
But I love them.
Do you?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
I found one in my car.
You keep saying Mamma Mia.
I found one of these in my house.
Did you? You said Mamma Mia, Thomas.
Mamma Mina.
Mamma Mina.
Mamma Mina.
Who says Mamma Mina?
My mum.
Your mum and your mum.
My dad.
I've never heard that before. Is it from a map reference?
No, Luke says it.
Who does?
Luke. And the customer. Can I shut the door?
Yes, please. Yes, because it's a bit drafty in the shop when the door's out.
Oh, no.
And also, guess what?
What?
Stray dogs coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's one.
Let's go.
Careful, please. Don't brush into things. Not nice.
There's strawberry.
Oh, what strawberries? Well, yes, they went down very well because I had a customer in yesterday who wanted ordinary red strawberries. And when I said we had some orange ones, he said he'd try one and he really enjoyed it. So I'm glad you got some more. Are they freshly picked from the field?
Yes. cows are being wandering over them.
Who has?
Cows.
Cows? You must have the strawberries.
No, but none of them have been treading on them.
That's all right then.
Green strawberries today, look in.
Green, oh, I don't think they're outside, because people would just say they're not ripe, right? Let's have a look. Mmm, a red one, people like those. Orange ones, yes, that gentleman liked the orange ones the other day. The green one, that doesn't really look very ripe, does it? The yellow one, what's the yellow one? The yellow strawberry.
Oh. Parcel came through your door.
Did it? Let me have a look. Ah, two parcels. Oh dear, dear. That was a mistake.
What?
One's a carton of milk and one's a carton of orange juice. Oh dear.
What?
Soggy. Oh dear. Actually, I think I could do with some cream. Orange juice. Strawberries are nice with orange juice sprinkled over them. But I don't think strawberries are milk. I think strawberries are cream would be nice. There's more strawberries. Are these freshly picked?
Yeah, can I get that picture?
Of course you can, sweetheart, yeah.
Get all those out.
What, let's put them in the bag. Don't put them on the floor.
So you're gonna do this one to me in a minute.
Yeah. I don't know, we're going on the floor because they get lost. Yeah. What's this on here? It's all that red.
No.
Is it paint off something?
It must be paint.
I think it was part of the combine. When you were playing with the combine harvest, yeah. I think it might be.
I'll
be
shot today. Now my keys are saying.
So your keys are?
Saying Mr. Clark's one stuck on orange.
Mr. Clark's?
Clark's.
Mr. Clark's wants...
That's an orange, and then he needs to change his buttons.
Mr. Clark wants what?
That's an orange, then he needed to change his buttons.
Mr. Clark's not an orange, then he needed to change his buttons. What's that?
His shorts.
His shorts? No, I know what his buttons are. You mean the bottom half of him, like his trousers or his shorts, don't you? The bottom half, but... Mr. Clark's, that's an orange, then he had to change his bottoms. Is that a rhyme you learned, or have you just made it up?
Cool.
You made it up? Silly filly.
I don't know. My mum.
Okay.
Walk through the post box.
I can't walk through the post box.
It's not like a customer. No! You need to speak to every man.
Oh, of course I was a customer.
I've never had some strawberries stocked in my shop.
Well, I think you better order them then. Remember how we said we ordered things? Could I just send a fax?
Ring, ring. Hello.
Hello.
Can I order some strawberries that we never had?
You can, or you can use a computer, or you can use a phone. We're using the phone. What do you mean you can order strawberries we've never had? Yes, what we do... Red ones, which are the ones that people usually have, but we've brought out a new line of orange ones, which are going down really well. The yellow ones are not quite so juicy, and the green ones, if you keep them in a sunny place in the shop, will soon turn either orange or red. They'll ripen. Would you like a mixture of all of those?
All of those, please.
Right. I've got some special offers on orange juice.
Orange juice. I don't want any of them because we've got them stocked.
Have you? And I've got some biscuits, some nice jammy dodgy type biscuits.
Well,
have them. Oh, you've got some sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I don't know what Thomas is about.
Yes, watching what Thomas is about. I don't really know it. Well, at least that music's gone. Did you enjoy sausages? We've had sausages. And I had kebabs, but you didn't have kebabs, did you?
What kebabs?
Kebabs, well, you know those things that mummy and daddy were having on a skewer, the cube of chicken and peppers and baby tomatoes and sausage and onion. It's nice. Right, here's my delivery.
Take them out of the bag and put them in
here. Actually, I know you said you didn't want orange juice, so I brought it because If you buy green orange, green strawberries, you get orange juice free.
Need to knock on the door so they hear.
Delivery for Mr. Clark.
Is that on his buttons?
Yes.
Do you for the post box, please?
I think he's probably changing his trousers.
I am.
Milk.
Milk?
Jelly biscuits. Orange juice. Special. Strawberries. Orange, green, yellow and red ones. In the last little net bag, you know that you get free, but I can't get it free.
That's why I said take them out of the bag, you know, but then you wanted the paper bag.
Ah, dear.
Mmm.
You might take it down as well. It might be soggy strawberries by the time to do it.
Oh, whee!
There we are.
Right.
I'll send you my bill.
My bill? Do I need to pay?
Of course you need to pay if you want strawberries.
What?
Orange juice biscuits and them delivery. Of course you want to pay.
Okay. Have the lot.
Have the lot, thank you. I will. I hope there's lots of money in here.
I just got more.
Right, let me see how many money we've got here.
You can have this too.
Oh, thank you. I don't think that should probably cost all that. One, £2.
I'll get my delivery out.
£4. About £5 there. And I think it would cost you a little bit more. You know what happens, Tom?
Yes?
You would pay the delivery man because you're buying a lot of things from me.
Ah! I found this
thing. No more food stamps. No, because it's all over the floor. Pick it up, please.
I'll put it.
No, no more.
No, just put it.
No.
I put it here.
This is in the fridge. Because you're buying a lot of things from me,
yeah,
I can give you what's called a discount. Which means I don't have to charge you very much. So you can have all those strawberries very cheaply, but when you go to sell them to your customer, you need to put a higher price on it.
Be a £20.
Because by the time you pay the delivery man, and you've paid people to work in your shop, and you've had these beer lighting on, and supplied carrier bags, and things like that, and till receipts, and your wages, then you need to charge quite a lot more to the customer. But I still don't think £5 will really buy all the things that you just bought from the health centre.
I think it'll be £1,600.
£1,600, I imagine so.
Look at the strawberries. What are these?
Right, there we are, there's some more strawberries here. Go and check the time, sweetheart. Because I've forgotten to look at the clock. Oh, the idiot, there's another strawberry over there. Look at the other one.